Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
97.1 FM Talk Podcast.
That is exactly what I needed to hear.
Thank God someone here knows what they're talking about.
That's us. That's right. Gotta love this American.
All right, you need to take the time and get the full picture.
Don't get me wrong. I love the ladies. I mean, they rev my engine, but they don't belong in the newsroom. It is Anchor Man, not Anchor Lady.
Keep your voice down. Your father's listening to the radio.
I'm not married.
This is the Annie Fry Show.
Welcome back to the Annie Fry Show. As far as midterm elections go, this is going to be an interesting week because there is that race in Wyoming and Alaska. Is that the two, Ryan? Those are the two big ones? I don't know that there are any other ones.
Those are at least the marquee ones, yeah, with Lisa Murkowski and then Liz Cheney. We'll see what happens.
Not just those two.
Oh.
I'm talking about the states.
I'm talking about
who is running. I think it's, I'm Googling it right now.
Texas too.
Texas is also in there?
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Yeah.
Liz Cheney can't even think that she's going to win her primary. The question will be how bad does she lose? I am interested to see how she handles this because when you put a name like Liz Cheney out there for people to discuss, everybody has an opinion on Liz Cheney in the same way that everyone has an opinion on Trump when he is brought into the conversation. You already know before the details are discussed about why that is being talked about in the first place, people know how they feel about Liz Cheney. So there was a question whether or not she was going to even run this time around. And then she did decide she was going to go. And everything, like her entire legacy here is based on Donald Trump. Her willingness, any future that she has politically is based around her lack of support and willingness to take on Donald Trump. So of all of the different races that we've watched over the course of this entire midterm season, which has been going on for a long time, when you hone in that each night there's who won, who lost, and you go through all the different races in the state that make the national news. If it's local, of course, we cover more things than that here for Missouri and Illinois. But then there's always the Trump count. Who did Trump endorse and how well did he do? He's done amazingly throughout the course of his endorsements. So Jonathan Capehart, I hope I'm saying that right, is an associate editor for the Washington Post. It looks like he's anchor of Post Live and First Look and The Sunday Show on MSNBC. He tweeted out an article that he wrote in the Washington Post, and he said on his Twitter, Liz Cheney's looming primary defeat will make her more powerful than Trump can imagine. That's how I read it. That's what when I read it, that's how I hear it in my head. That the idea that her looming, impending primary defeat is going to expand Liz Cheney's power, more powerful than Trump can imagine. isn't that the exact same thing that people are saying about Donald Trump himself? And if Donald Trump has been made more powerful by his loss and his supporters, the people who do support him, just like the people who do support Liz Cheney, in the midst of adversity, are they going to go, well, we threw our support behind Liz Cheney, but she was not able to pull it off, and so I guess I'll just move on to the next candidate? Or do they double down on their support for Liz Cheney? Did they double down on their support for Donald Trump? Yeah, they did. So I don't really see how Liz Cheney, even if she becomes more powerful when she loses her race, I don't think Donald Trump is more powerful now than he was. Should he have won? I don't believe the delusion that Donald Trump somehow or another is unfallible. I think that he is a prime target. Liz Cheney's not going to be a prime target. She's the person picking the targets. So maybe she'll have the access and the benefit of being part of the system that it makes kings and makes queens and breaks people when they choose to be highlighted as a target. But if you put Liz Cheney on the chopping block and the people of Wyoming say, yeah, we're good, we're not interested, thanks for coming, please, you know, try again. If those people decide to replace Liz Cheney, there's very, very little that Liz Cheney is going to be able to do for those people anymore. She's going to have to go broader than this. Listen to CNN here.
Are you planning to vote for Liz Cheney?
Can I cuss? Hell no.
Are you planning to support Liz Cheney?
Absolutely not.
What are your thoughts about Liz Cheney running for a fourth term?
Personally, I think she's had three too many.
Keep in mind, in 2020, Donald Trump won about 70% of the vote in Wyoming. So Liz Cheney's work on the January 6th investigation isn't playing so well with many Wyoming voters.
So this is a CNN report. CNN scoured Wyoming for somebody who could say something nice about Liz Cheney, and they couldn't find anybody to do it. And in the meantime, it's going to be Trump versus Liz Cheney on the ballot. This is probably the closest we'll ever get, unless Liz Cheney were to run for in the primary for the Republican nomination. I mean, wouldn't you look at this as Trump versus Cheney?
Yeah. Yeah, I don't think there's really a way to look at it other than that.
And when you look at the Washington Post and they're like, this will make her stronger than ever. It's almost like a reverse psychology thing. Like, well, maybe if we say that, they'll be like, oh, we don't want her to be that strong. We'll vote for her instead.
Well, I think you were kind of alluding to this. What is she going to do? She has to go broad, but where
she's going to get filthy rich.
Somewhere she will. But I don't know where that is because she's too conservative for liberal outlets and she's too liberal for conservative outlets. So somewhere there's somebody that's going to pay her.
Yeah, though. I don't know. Well, we're gonna watch it on Tuesday, and Wednesday we will certainly report on it. It will be very interesting. If she were to become very, very wealthy, I know what she should do with her money.
What?
Buy diapers.
Oh, look at you and your segue.
Stop calling it out.
I mean, look
just
at you
be.
And how good you did it's at
a,
that thing.
It's a professional radio thing to do. Princess Storm is in studio with us. Hot 104.1 Princess Storm, our neighbor, our sister station, our sister Princess Storm. Thanks for coming in here with us.
No problem. I love the segue. I was like, ooh.
I know, right?
Good.
Yeah, but did you see how she right? she just appreciated the minute?
Yeah, but she called it out too.
No, she didn't.
She loved it.
She called it out first. Yeah, I was like,
calling it out after. You did it.
She's acknowledging my call.
Oh, Annie with the radio thing. Look at her go.
She did a radio.
Oh.
Wow.
Diapers. Because she was talking about politics, and she needed to get the heck away from politics so she could talk about doing a good thing. So how about money, diapers, Princess Storm?
All that money that Liz Cheney is going to make is going to go to diapers.
It should.
I agree.
It'd make me happy and make Princess Storm happy.
It definitely would. A lot of families are in need, and I am doing my second annual diaper drive. You know, a lot of families were affected by the flood and pandemic and just post-COVID and just life. So I am trying to reach a goal of 50,000 diapers.
Amen.
That's awesome.
This is so cool because people who listen to the show know that I just love my babies and I have four of them mm-hmm. and I've bought a lot of diapers for myself. But especially at a time right now where costs are rising for everybody. Mm-hmm. And if you can't choose not to buy diapers.
Yeah, that's like something you can't go without, you know? And think about it. It's only 700 boxes I'm actually asking for. We go through that as a mom. like within a year.
Yeah.
I have a son, he's two. Like you said, you have four babies. You definitely bought over 700 boxes of diapers.
Yeah. There's a part as a parent where you said yours is two.
Mm-hmm.
So not potty trained.
Yes.
Yes?
Yes.
Get him out of those diapers.
He is potty trained. We've been potty trained for almost like 3 months.
So Princess Storm, I don't know how there's so many different ways you can do it.
Mm-hmm.
Boy or girl?
I have a boy.
Boy. Okay. Mm-hmm. So I think this is supposed to my experience is it works better with girls, but I only have one boy.
And no, you're right.
Two potty trained girls. But you're supposed to just let them go pantsless. Did you do that?
So I didn't let him go pantsless.
I thought you were saying, like at home.
No. I did let him wet himself a couple times, mm-hmm. and that's all it took.
Because they don't like it.
Yeah, he said, oh, no, Mom. Oh, no, I need to change. And I said, no, you did it. You say it. And he's like, oh, no. And the next time I changed him, he's like, oh, I got to go potty now.
Amen,
and I was like, okay,
boy.
Problem. No
That's
problem.
Fantastic. Well, yeah, I can think of like the several times where you're supposed to dedicate, I think it's like 3 straight days
mm-hmm.
to being pantsless. I mean, the kid, not not the parent.
It's a long
Maybe
weekend.
This is why it didn't work. Jared. No, I'm kidding. He's going to be mad at me now. But when it comes to getting to your about two, that's pretty early. That's fantastic that you were able. Like 3 is usually the deadline because if you're putting them in preschool, they're like, you got to potty train them.
Yeah. No, I just really, I spend a lot of time at home sometimes on the weekends when I'm not working. And I really was like, bro, when you can hand me a diaper and say, Mom, change me. That's where we got to stop. Like, yeah. If you know this is means, hey, come change me, and you're like laying down, it's like, go to the restroom.
So you're having, you've used your platform on 104.1. Tell me a little bit about what you do on our sister station, just so people can get a little bit more familiar with you, Princess.
So I'm Princess Storm. I am on Hot 104.1 from 3 to 7, Monday through Friday. The show is called The Storm Show, and I love being a mom. I love being a parent. I want all the babies in the world. I love to help out moms. And when I had my son, you know, I really just connected with a lot of my listeners. They helped me name my baby. I threw a baby shower. I donated gifts. So once I became a mom, we always talk about the glitz and glam of being a mom, about the baby shower, having the baby, you know, coming home, all the cool things. But we don't talk about the hard things. And one thing for me was diapers. Every time I went to the store, I would just buy a box.
Mm-hmm.
I would buy the next size up. I'll buy 2 sizes of the next size because I never knew when something would affect me. And I'm always like a pre-planner. I plan everything out to the T. And I'm a perfectionist, or I try to be in control. And I just found that diapers was something that people needed.
Yeah.
And I was like, bro, here, have my extra boxes. Go take these. Go have this. And that's pretty much how this started. But at HOT, you know, I am the assistant program director over HOT and 96.3. So I'm always moving and doing things. So they're like, how do you have time to raise 50,000 diapers and help with 2 radio stations? But I'm like, with the help of the community, we can get this done.
Well, and it's a priority for you because as you've been here since when we brought on the 2 urban stations into the Odyssey family here in St. Louis. And when I heard about you doing this, I was like, I want to help you. Mm-hmm. I want to be a part of this. Like, you've already laid the groundwork. People know that this is who you are and what your brand is. And I asked you, I was like, can I help you? I don't want to, you don't need to put me on it or in it or anything, but how do I use what we have over here? Because this is absolutely an intersection of what you're trying to do and what we're trying to do is help people in a real, purposeful, tangible way. And I'm calling you out, folks, high expectations from the aunt. Please don't embarrass me. I'm working on some things in the background, hopefully to help Princess Storm's diaper drive be a huge success. But if you're listening right now and you've ever thought, you know, like earmuffs in the politics, Princess Storm, but when we talk all the time on this show about being responsible and helping our neighbors in need and not waiting for somebody else to show up mm-hmm. or for a government initiative to show up to provide that, show up right now and donate diapers, because that's the way we take care of one another. And here in this Odyssey family here in St. Louis, if there's anything that 97.1 or the Annie Fry Show listeners can do to support this wonderful cause, we want to do it. So tell me, Princess Storm, exactly what people listening right now can do to get us to that 50,000 goal.
Yeah, so you guys can go drop off diapers at the St. Louis Diaper Bank. That's 6141 Edsel Avenue. Or you can, you know, hit me up on Instagram. It's at Princess Storm. The name is real simple, at Princess Storm, Storm with two M's. And you can, you know, say, hey, I want to volunteer. Or, hey, can you send me that address again? I'll make sure that you guys get it. And I will be out at different pop-up locations. And I'll make sure I tell you so you can come out to one. Or you can send, you know, some friends and we can hang out. But I've been doing different pop-ups at Sam's Clubs, at Walmart's. I've been at, you know, the diaper bank. And I've just really been trying to push this initiative. And my son's there, too. So he's like, give me diapers.
That's the way to do it.
That's like, yeah, give them diapers. People feel bad.
Put the kid out there and, yeah, maybe I can bring my kid out and have her be pantsless. I'd be like, that kid needs a diaper. We're getting a lot of comments here from people who are listening. Vicky says, just tell us what we need to do. Brandon says, we need more things on air like this diaper drive. And always nice to have some new voices on the show, too.
Oh, thank
so,
you.
Princess, thanks for coming in here. Amy on YouTube says, we're here for you, Princess. Love this idea. And Vicky says, make sure St. Charles is included in drop-off spots. So I was talking with Steve a little bit, my boss, and we're talking about potentially how we can maybe do something where we can collect and then give them to... as a Nanny Fry show donation to the
I love that.
Would
now,
that
listen,
be cool?
That's awesome. I need the help. I have about like 3,000 diapers, but the 50 is so large. I'm like, keep bringing it in, keep bringing it
and
in.
And let's overshoot that target so big.
That target is huge.
That's a huge target.
Every time I wake up, I say, why did I say 50,000?
Yeah, we're going to do it. We're going to make it happen and we're going to help you because you're initiative at Hot 104.1 and using your platform to do this. I just, when I heard about it, I want to support you in any way we can.
Yeah, no, thank you. I appreciate you guys for having me on and thank you so much. Once again, the address is 6141 Edsel Avenue or you guys can go to the website at hot1041stl.com, you know, just to make a donation. If you can't, you know, pull up, you're at home, you don't want to leave the house. I'm trying to make sure that everyone can donate.
Yeah, and we will share all of that information as well on our socials and link to the Hot 104.1 events page. Princess, thank you.
Thank you. You guys have a great day.
Can't wait to help you blow this goal out of the water. Let's take a quick break. When we come back, there was something that was suggested should be canceled, and you know how we love cancel culture. So we're going to throw cancel culture right back in its face, and we're going to have a little fun when we come back. And it does have to do with the midterms coming up. So don't go anywhere. The Annie Fry Show will be right back. Vote on the YouTube poll. Do you believe it's possible that the FBI had just cause to raise President Trump's Mar-a-Lago home? The Annie Fry YouTube channel, we're live right there. Go vote. Back in a minute. Don't go away.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
This is the Annie Fry Show.
On a boat, on a beach, in the water, in the sand, in the back of a bar, cold beer in your hand. Breaking hearts, breaking necks when we rolling down the street. Heads turning all day when they see what we need. I'm thinking everybody better stand in line, cause they need to know that your body's coming with a meeting tonight. They're like, hey, who that there with the shades like?
Welcome back to the Annie Fry Show. the weirdest off-air conversation we've ever had just took place.
You think?
I'm going to throw up.
I would say it's on the Mount Rushmore of weird conversations that we've ever had, for sure.
Would you?
Can we retire using Mount Rushmore? That should be offensive to all of us.
Yeah, that's not going to happen.
No, it's not going to happen. What was his name? Jalen Rose?
Jalen Rose.
Jalen Rose last week said that we need to retire Mount Rushmore. Why? Because, I don't know, racism.
Yeah, because people are offended by it.
So we say, should we retire it? Nay. Let's do a
we
segment
shan't.
On it.
Double down.
We shan't. Which is how they talked about in Mount Rushmore times.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, that's definitely not mid-century England.
Let's. We should only for a day try to speak like in old English.
Oh, I'm fine with that. You got two segments before I come in for you to get that down.
I would just laugh the whole time.
Yeah, I couldn't be able to.
I just want to say nay and say it with like my gaze to the sky as mm-hmm. if it's like a proclamation.
Mm-hmm. Any point you could make, you could follow it up with nay.
The 2022 version of that is hell no.
Yeah, I almost used that in that open.
Nay.
Yeah. But I found, you know, I couldn't find the perfect clip, but I was trying to find Hulk Hogan going, "It ain't gonna work like that, brother." But I don't know what
that's from, but I bet that's a reference
that's
that
one
many
of his,
people do.
Yeah, it's just one of his lines that he uses a lot.
So we're gonna do a segment until we decide we don't want to do it anymore. Yep. Since Jalen Rose wants to retire it, we want to celebrate it because we think Mount Rushmore is pretty freaking cool. You just saw Mount Rushmore.
I just did.
You went there saying, "I bet it's gonna be underwhelming."
Mm-hmm. Because everybody talks about it so much.
Underwhelmed?
No. Overwhelmed.
Why are you racist?
That's a great question. I'm going to have to put that in my campaign ad.
Why do you beat your wife?
Yeah, right.
So let's hear. Today, we're going to do your Mount Rushmore of midterm races that you're following. Ryan, I'm going to let you go first.
Races that we're following.
Races.
Yes.
Did I say races?
Midterm race. It was right on the line. Just wanted to clarify.
I say stupid things all the time. I know this comes as a shock to a lot of people, but if you said that I said that, I would probably go, I probably didn't. I
no,
didn't mean to.
You didn't, but I just was, you know.
Midterm races.
Races.
Campaigns, elections.
Yeah. Let's go.
Yes.
Ryan.
Okay.
I'm on the tracks.
Because I know there are, I know the people in the room, I'm going to go with one that's a little bit more obscure because I'm going to let you guys have some of the others that we're all watching.
No charity.
Okay, no charity. No diapers for anybody.
Don't preface this with, I could do these other things, but since they're going to take the easy ones.
And let's be honest, too. This isn't like charity at all. This is just you flexing. It's like, look at these obscure races that I know about.
Shocker that Ryan's going to go deep dive into something that no one's even heard of, nor can they argue because he's making them up.
You guys are saying things.
Ryan
that are
would
totally
have Millard
false.
Fillmore on his Mount Rushmore of presidents.
You know what? I don't know if I'd put Teddy Roosevelt up there.
Oh,
I will say that.
Anyway.
I'm going to say Doug Mastriano versus Josh Shapiro.
Easy for you to say.
Yeah, exactly. For governor in Pennsylvania, simply because that is such a Trump race, and it is in a big swing state. That if Mastriano wins that race, it's going to say a lot about the temperature of the country right now. He is not a heavy campaigner either. So it's very, very interesting to watch him. He may be doing a lot locally, but a lot of these people, they're national. You know, Dr. Oz, even. I put him down as potentially. He's not quite on my Mount Rushmore, but that's an interesting race too, just because it's Pennsylvania, national names. But to me, even more so than Dr. Oz, Doug Mastriano, who is locally known there in Pennsylvania, but not nationally known, if he can pull off a win there, mm-hmm. that is very, very significant for the next 2 years, maybe even going into 2024.
Keep going. I went all four.
Oh, all four. Okay. All right. Blake Masters versus Mark Kelly, Senate in Arizona.
Mm-hmm.
I know that Carrie Lake is getting all the attention, but Carrie Lake only affects Arizona. To me, Blake Masters is much more important because he affects the U.S. Senate,
yep.
which affects all of us. So if he, that's another one. It's a big Trump candidate. If Blake Masters can pull that off versus Mark Kelly, it will be rather miraculous, I will say, because Mark Kelly is polling really well in that race. Blake Masters is not very well known, but he has, and this is what's key, he has ground support that is huge. So does Carrie Lake. So if this ends up being a turnout election, just based on, rather than polls, on who's more intense about voting this year, he could pull that off. And if he does, you're going to see a monumental shift in the Senate, because you're talking about races that nobody was expecting necessarily for Republicans to win. And if they do, big, big deal.
Okay.
All right, that's numbers 4 and 3. Down to number 2, DeSantis versus Charlie Crist or Nikki Fried. I don't remember how you pronounce her last name. Who cares? She's not going to win. It's going to be Charlie Crist anyway.
I do follow her on Twitter, mostly because I know in Florida she's going to lose, and I'm just watching in slow motion.
I know. That's actually my reasoning for watching the race.
Because she's the type of person who's like, yeah, I can't wait to watch you lose. I love that Ron DeSantis is going to win, but also...
Yeah, and watching Charlie Crist, too, who used to be a Republican, running against the current very popular actual Republican governor. It's going to be fun to watch what the margin is, because I don't think anybody's really predicting that DeSantis could lose that race. The question is, by how much? If it's little, that says something, too. Number 1, Bailey versus Pritzker. That's the big one. We all want to see that happen. I want to put Salvi in there, but I'm much more interested to see, because of the local impact to us, what Bailey does versus Pritzker, if he's able to pull that off.
Kathy Salvi, running for the United States Senate to unseat Tammy Duckworth, was on the Andy Fry Show today at 1:25 p.m. So if you missed that, go rewind on the Odyssey app and pick that up right there. Or just check the podcast. We will have that up if we don't already. Hannah, do you want to tell us your races?
I do. So my 4 races that I've been watching, first one is the Senate race in Missouri. So the first part of that is I was really watching Eric Schmidt versus the other Republican candidates, Greitens and Hartzler. So I was really watching that. And now my second Mount Rushmore is also Eric Schmidt. And now he's versing Trudy Bush Valentine. So I'm watching that very closely. Also for Missouri and more hyper local to myself, I was the St. Louis County executive race. So Sam Page, Jane Duker, I was really watching that closely. And my number 4 is the governor's race in Illinois.
Yay!
Bailey and Pritzker, because even though I'm a Missouri girl, my Mount Rushmore is still going to have Bailey and Pritzker, because I'm so invested in that.
Can I just point out something really quick? The girl who apparently, and I wasn't in this for the segment, I heard the end of it, walking around a party talking to people about Eric Schmidt.
Do you know what your assignment here is?
Was I supposed to get gummy bears and dress up like a girl?
Yes.
That's what you got out of all of that?
Wow. That's actually the conclusion. Let's just carry on.
Okay. But did you notice
taking notes.
The girl who was walking around a party talking about Eric Schmidt to people somehow snuck Eric Schmidt onto Mount Rushmore twice.
It's her Mount Rushmore.
That's incredible.
There's no real rules here. It's just that we want to talk more about Mount Rushmore.
Yes.
Yeah. Okay.
Yes.
Well, good job, Hannah. Brad, you're Mount Rushmore of midterm races you're watching.
So I am following kind of the Fetterman Oz in Pennsylvania. Mm-hmm. And I like that one because it's so interesting. They're two like characters, right?
Yeah.
And the thing about Fetterman that like interests me is he is like the everyday man, but he's got very left-wing views. He's, I want to say things like universal basic income, socialism, that sort of thing. Yeah. But he looks like he rides a Harley.
Yeah.
And speaks like he rides a Harley. He's not polished. And then Oz is like the elitist. He comes from Hollywood. He's got his own TV show, but
he has his own land.
His own land. He's the quote-unquote MAGA candidate, and I'm just kind of curious of how that's going to go and what implications that's going to have on the country, because it is a Senate race.
Sure.
Fetterman, I'm basically AOC, but I wear a hoodie.
Yeah, I'm AOC in a hoodie, and I ride a motorcycle. But the next one that I've been keeping my eye on is Liz Cheney and Harriet Hageman in Wyoming, because I love a good trouncing, especially when somebody does it with a self-inflicted wound.
It's like having a good cry or a good laugh.
Oh my gosh.
Sometimes it just needed to go all in.
I was like, no, go ahead. Stick those scissors in the light socket. This is going to be great.
Yeah, I don't care where Al McInnes' slap shot ends up. Even if it hits the goalie, it's fun to watch.
I just want to see the slap shot. Right. So I've been watching that one. Missouri Senate primary, I think, not primary, but the Missouri Senate race. I want to see how this turns out. I thought it was just going to be a trouncing. I still think it's going to be a trouncing, but the introduction of a third-party candidate that would possibly peel away Republican votes has my eye on it because of the national implications.
Good thing Eric Schmidt won.
But Eric Schmidt is such a strong candidate. Such a strong candidate. So that's that one. And then, of course, number 1 overall, Pritzker v. Bailey.
Ooh.
Because that is going to affect me more than any of these other races are.
I love these Mount Rushmores because I will start mine with Darren Bailey. Duh. Obviously, everybody knows that I'm going to say that. But we didn't duplicate anything other than Darren Bailey, did we? Because I didn't. Nobody else said my other three.
I don't think so.
You guys didn't have any duplicates.
No.
Schmidt.
You both have
Schmidt. Oh, you both did.
So that makes sense. I would kind of expected us all to say that. I don't have Schmidt on my Mount Rushmore of races I'm watching because I kind of think it's in the bag. So I would like to see you. I think Missouri's got this. Basically, Missouri, I'm trusting you with this, just like President Trump did to handle this accordingly. I think Eric Schmidt is the next senator from the state of Missouri. So Eric Schmidt's not on my Mount Rushmore because I'm very confident in that. Darren Bailey beating J.B. Pritzker will be, mark my words, bigger than what took place in Virginia.
Mm-hmm.
Why? Because J.B. Pritzker is running his self around the country right now, acting like he thinks he has presidential aspirations, and the Democrats don't even have a president to run in the next election, and they have the presidency. J.B. Pritzker's a joke. He is completely and totally for himself, and Darren Bailey is actually a fantastic, fantastic candidate. Is he like every other politician you've seen? No, that's why you should vote for him. Darren Bailey, that is my number one. Second one, interesting enough, Herschel Walker in Georgia.
That's a good one.
Georgia blew it last time,
yeah.
And they blew it big. And the entire country, your point, Ryan, saying how the Arizona Senate race affects the whole country. Georgia?
Uh-huh.
Georgia, you've been on my mind for quite some time and not in like a very, very good way. Herschel Walker as a candidate in this race against a sitting senator, Raphael Warnock, if he wins that race, that will show a sea change in Georgia where it all officially and finally went wrong. So the Herschel Walker race in Georgia, and then two local races, folks. In the state of Illinois, Jen Cordy is running for the Illinois state representative of the 112th district. This is currently held by the worst state representative in the state of Illinois, Katie Stewart, who has never seen a feminine product drive that she hasn't wanted to hype up as the thing that she has to bring to the table. That's it. And meanwhile, the people in the 112th district on the metro east side of the river are not loving the situation in the state of Illinois. She does not show up to represent her people. The district that she's in is a leaning red purple district, and she's as far progressive as it could possibly get in the General Assembly. Katie Stewart needs to lose in the 112th. And if you don't know Jen Cordy yet, you need to get to know her. You need to support her. You need to talk to people in the 112th district and get Jen Cordy elected over Katie Stewart. And the second one is another young woman, very smart, very talented and successful, Ashley Hunsaker, running in the 113th Illinois State Representative District against Jay Hoffman, another Democrat. These are two Democrat seats in the South that have to flip red and very much so can. Both Katie Stewart and Jay Hoffman will tell you, oh, I didn't vote for this or I didn't vote for that. They get permission to not vote for things in the way that Mike Madigan ran this state. They are baked into that cake as deep and inseparable as they possibly can be. Katie Stewart and Jay Hoffman have to lose in November. Jen Cordy and Ashley Hunsaker are new to politics, folks. They are not the polished politicians that you see come off the conveyor belt that are out there and that have a long political career, because they're people. They are parents who got involved because the state of Illinois doesn't care about parents. They care about telling you how to raise your kids, and they care about taking your money and spending it on things that you don't that you're not wanting to invest in. Support Jen Cordy, support Ashley Hunsaker, two seats right here on the east side of the river. People listening right now, you likely are in one of those two districts. Those seats have to flip red. So quite an array of candidates. Like, there's a lot of interesting races that we just talked about here. And I'm looking forward to seeing how they pan out. We'll continue to cover them as well. Like I said, Kathy Salvi on the show at 125. She's running for the United States Senate in Illinois to unseat Tammy Duckworth. Make sure you check that interview out before we go. Real quick before we break.
Yeah, quick correction. Tomorrow's midterms are just Alaska and Wyoming. I said Texas just because polling had come out, but Texas is already done.
Okay. All right. Well, let's take a quick break. When we come back, we will get the results to the YouTube live chat poll. Do you believe it's possible that the FBI had just cause to raid President Trump's Mar-a-Lago home? Three options for you. Yes, likely. yes, but not likely, or no, it's not possible. Your votes, go get them in right now. And Hannah will highlight some of your responses when we come back. Don't go away.
After the end of a good fight, you deserve an ice-cold reward. Medela, the mark of a fighter. You've earned this rich golden lager with a crisp, refreshing taste. Because you know, the bigger the fight, the better the reward. You put in the hours, the energy, the tough labor. You are a fighter, and Medela is your reward. Medela, the mark of a fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
Odyssey is giving you a chance to win a trip to London to see Taylor Swift at the Eras Tour. It's Tay in the UK.
Hey, it's Taylor.
Just download the free Odyssey app, log in and listen to a participating station for a minimum of 60 minutes to get your daily entry. And you could win a chance to fly off to London with three friends and see Taylor.
I can't wait to see you at the Eras Tour in London.
For more, go to odyssey.com/Taylor. Tay in the UK.
It's on the Odyssey app.
Thanks to Republic Records.
This is a national contest.
Any Fry Show is streaming online. Watch us live on YouTube and subscribe.
Welcome back to the Annie Fry Show. Appreciate you being with us here on a Monday afternoon. The Mark Reardon Show is about to come in here and take over in about 10 minutes, so stick around for that. Keep listening on the Odyssey app or 97.1 FM Talk. Of course, if that's where you were listening to us, just got done with the Mount Rushmore of races.
You got it.
It's Monday. It's almost over, Annie. We're so close. Of races that we each individually are watching for the midterm race. 85 days. It's going to be here like that. It's going to be here and done.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. And there's going to be a little bit of a gap where we know all the candidates and we have to wait, but that'll go by pretty fast too, just because it's election season. It always does.
I am preparing myself for the post midterm Republican majority in the House. Who knows what's going to happen in the Senate? I don't think we know yet how that's going to shake out. It could stay the same. The Democrats could take control. The map is certainly set up to benefit Democrats. So if the Democrats were to take a seat, I wouldn't be entirely shocked about it. The Republicans need to show up and do the work for the next 85 days to make sure that that doesn't happen. But of course, the worst case scenario happened in Georgia the last election. So who knows what will happen this time. But the news cycle and the way right now, every day we're talking about inflation sucks. It, you know, gas prices are high. Oh, they're not that high anymore. It's only $3.74 a gallon. Yay.
Yeah, in some parts of Missouri.
Yes.
You can get it for $3.74.
You do not need to be celebrating that.
Yeah, I mean, I heard Joe Concha make this analogy, and I'll repeat it because it was so good. But when you hear President Biden come out and say inflation was zero last week, it's like a football team scoring 42 points in the first half of a game, and then the defense comes out in the next half, and you hold them from scoring anymore, but you still lose 42-0, and you're like, oh, but they didn't score at all in the second half. A really good analogy.
Gosh. Yeah, when you put the B team out. Yeah.
It's silly. So right now we're covering news as it happens. We're covering numbers, economic numbers, because they're very tumultuous. After the Republicans take the majority, there's a whole bunch of different ways they could take their newfound majority power and their investigative abilities to start looking into things. Does that become more noise, or do we actually cut through some of this information that we have had a lot of questions about leading up to this point? I don't know. It seems like it's almost always all noise. I would love to know what y'all think about that. Maybe we'll do a poll on that sometime here this week. Hannah's got the poll for today. And why don't you read the poll real quick? We'll go around the room and say what we each think before you get to your results.
All right. The poll question for today is, do you believe it's possible that the FBI had just cause to raid President Trump's Mar-a-Lago home? Yes, likely. Yes, but not likely. Or no, not possible.
Brad?
It was yes, but not likely.
I voted the same.
Ryan?
I'm going to say no. Simply because of track record. I would love to trust the FBI enough to give them that deference and say yes, but not likely. But at this point, we've seen just too much from them. So I don't think it's possible.
You don't think it's possible they have just cause?
No.
I would definitely say yes, but not likely. And just for people who were listening who didn't get a chance to go vote, when I asked this question, I said, do you believe it's possible? And possible was in all capital letters.
Possible.
Not to influence the pool.
Yeah, that's what makes it hard, is because you go, well, I mean,
I don't know how people will answer it.
If you're telling me there's a 1 in a billion chance.
So you're saying there's a chance.
You're telling me there's a chance.
Yeah, so I mean, I think a lot of people are where you are, though, Ryan. They don't think the possibility doesn't exist. So we asked the people.
These numbers have been bouncing around all day, but with over 200 votes, 45% of the people said no, it's not possible that they had just cause. 39% said yes, but not likely, and 16% voted that they did have cause and it was likely.
Hmm.
Wow, that's more than I would have thought.
16%?
Yeah.
Same, but I'm happy because I like having people out there who, you know, don't necessarily... I don't want you to be me listening. I want all kinds of kinds and all different kinds of perspectives out there, so 16% is higher than I thought. But 45% said not possible?
Yes.
So the highest vote total thinks it's not possible that the FBI had just cause.
Yep. 45%.
People just fed up with it. I mean, how long has that dominated the news cycle, what the FBI either has done or has failed to do for, what, almost 6 years now? It's incredible.
I'm not going to judge anybody who thinks that, but I am going to judge the FBI that, while my vote is still soundly yes, but not likely, yes, I think it's possible that they had just cause. It's possible. All caps, P-O-S-S-I-B-L-E, possible. I don't think it's likely, though, but the FBI, pay attention, because out of over 200 people on our completely non-scientific poll here, 45% of the people don't even think it's possible that this isn't 100% a political hit job.
Mm-hmm.
That's pretty crazy. Let's hear what some of the comments were, Hannah.
Bigsby from YouTube says, regarding the poll, they found stuff they were looking for. No, sounds like a probable cause to me.
Just because they were looking for it doesn't mean they have the right to go get it. Minor detail.
I want that. I want it now.
Yeah.
Kevin.
Oh, by the way, Ryan, you have some things at your house I'd like to have.
Well, I guess it's your right to take them.
Yeah, I'm going to come over and get them.
Kevin from
Facebook
says,
put them in your lawn so everybody can see them.
Yes, just because they can. Steven from YouTube says, hell no, it was totally
baloney sausage.
Baloney sausage. Roy from Facebook says, yes, but not likely. Thalen from YouTube says, probably justified. Judy just says, no. Thalen from Twitch said they most likely did. And Vicky says that she was torn on the poll. She would like to think that the FBI had valid reasons, but I have no faith in them. But if it comes out that he definitely did have what they are accusing him of, he needs to be prosecuted.
And this is Vicky, who is not, like, she's not the Never Trumper. Like, mm-hmm. No. She's consistent there in a chat. We love all of our friends and family members here in the Annie Fry Show chat that are there with us each day. And I love to see that cross section. And I really did wonder when I asked that. Sometimes it's my goal to put this YouTube poll. I don't want to know how it's going to shake out. If I know, I don't ask the question, which is why I lose sleep literally over trying to figure out what the YouTube poll question should be. And this was one for sure that I could, in my mind, easily see going all sorts of different ways.
Well, another one would be, and there's no answer to this, which is why it's an interesting question. What happens now? I mean, nobody knows the answer to that question, but is it going to be used by politicians to try to sort of create something new out of it? Or was it the plan the whole time? Or something else?
The biggest follow-up question that I have, because if they find something that he's not supposed to have, that's possible. I actually almost think it's likely. Why? Because every single other president who's left the White House has had to go through these negotiations. The question will be, is this how it had to happen? That, I think, is likely a hell no. Or as they say, nay. That's called that.
That's how they say it in Monty Python.
Yeah, I watched a Monty Python skit the other day, and I'm like, this stuff is funny. I know. Welcome, Annie. Welcome to the party. Check out the live the YouTube channel. Subscribe. We love when you subscribe to us and get notified. Hit the notification bell to hear us when we're live. And on the Odyssey app, if you're streaming there, the Mark Rearin Show is going to come up there as well. Go away.
Get more at 971talk.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.